Hello again, everybody.
Hello.
It's myself.
And myself.
That's Paul Hopkins and Claire Randall. Yeah. And we're here for Rambly Boo, September the 2nd. I'm trying to keep up with it this time. You never know. We might not get too far behind and stuff. That was Carl Dinn. I can't play this all the time, to be honest. It's a bit... I don't know. It's not... No, it's all right. I don't know. We will. So she's going. I think I said she was from Northern Ireland, though. That was Southern Ireland. Nye. Hi, Nye, Brian Kai.
Anyway.
That's...
The word is ramble, not waffle.
It's so funny. It's the same. What's the difference, then? What's the difference between rambling and waffling?
Well, you kind of ramble.
You can't have a ramble iron.
No. I might make waffles for breakfast.
A waffle iron. So we're rambling. I mean, I suppose it has to have some sort of direction, doesn't it?
It does a bit.
So
I was going to ramble about the death of my childhood.
Oh.
Willy Wonka.
Do you want to talk about that?
No, I'll do that on my own at some point.
Okay.
You can come and sing with the Oompa Loompas.
So they're going to have 60 rambles then?
Yeah.
From us?
Yeah.
Both?
Yeah.
We're going to do that?
Maybe.
Oh, okay. So, Willy Wonka. Oompa, Oompa, didgeridoo.
Anyway.
I want to see if I can go to the loo.
Oh, God.
Or something. It's something like that, isn't it?
No.
I liked the modern, the more modern.
No, the older one was much better.
Or you should have to watch it and compare or something.
There is no comparison.
And I like the Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator.
The book, yeah.
Yeah, I read the book after the...
And he started to write another one, Charlie at the White House, but he never finished it.
Oh. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, no, I liked the Glass Elevator. I liked the Vinicius Canids.
Yeah.
There was the Vinicius Canids that they thought that if you couldn't see them, they couldn't see you or something.
Yeah. We can waffle about that later, if you wish.
But you know about the Vinicius Canids, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. We'll do that.
Maybe.
We will.
Anyway,
we're not getting very far with this. So, what was I going to talk about? We discussed it before I went.
You were going to talk about your job, your new job, your change in career, as it were.
Yeah. Well, is it the same place at the moment?
Yeah, of course it is. I mean, it's one of those that essentially what's happened is your job, your company, the business that you run is in a position where they're hopefully going to grow it, in theory.
They have to, because, and it's no secret, the government funding as a model for specialist education is eroding. Mm. I mean, it just is. It's bad. It's really bad. We have more students this year than any other year, I think, that we've had. And we are a college for people with... young people with disabilities. So it's a national college. And so the government have said, well, we want you to take more students, but essentially we're not going to give you any more money. So in real terms, you actually lose money.
Yeah.
Because you're having to find the money from the pot from the year before, but for more students and more complex students as well, students with more complex needs. And equally then the government are not giving, they're giving you the same money, but obviously price of standard cost of living and all sorts goes up. So that's the situation that they're in. And they've got enterprises that we've had. I mean, they started off as being just, really there to provide work placements for the college, but then grew, for students, but then grew into enterprises in their own right, really, which is a blooming good job. They did. It's quite foresightful for that. And I produce braille, large print, and audio information for a living, and we need to do that, increase that, and other things that we might be able to do, other skill sets that we have. So yeah, and mine's
well,
more
what
about.
What that essentially means is that there's too much spec within the role for it to be covered by one person.
One person, absolutely.
So what they've done is they've changed the management structure slightly of the company, of the business.
Yeah.
Where your one of your colleagues has moved up to do some of the
managerial things.
The managerial stuff and all the stuff like security and things that
there's a lot, that's the other thing.
Very paperwork inspired and that kind of thing.
We're not a cottage industry anymore. So a lot of Braille transcribing, Braille live printing audio production was done in people's back rooms and stuff. And that's fine. And I think there's still space for that. But we've had to move beyond that because of the clients that we're dealing with. You have to, as you said, have to have, payment card industry compliance, security and things like that. So it's quite high stuff. And that is stuff that changes day to day, as does lots of things. So, yeah, as you said.
But so you are, one of your colleagues doing all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And you're doing more of the
ambassadorial
sales
crap. Salesy crap. I hope not, but I hope I'll do it well.
No, more of the, more of the kind of pushing the business, if you will.
Yeah, and I'd be interested in talking to people about it potentially. I'm thinking about people like Paul Armani, who, by the way, introduced us to the Rambly Boo thing. So we're doing it, Paul. But I know Paul is part of all this change agent thing, and it is his, isn't it? And I would like to maybe have a conversation about that. Storytelling. I'm reading a book at the moment called Lead with a Story. And I think that's one thing that it's been recognised that I'm good at. I have the ability to talk about to the clients, our clients, our customers, what it is that we do as a business. And I can relate quite easily the importance of why they're doing what they're doing with us to the who it benefits. See, so that all that stuff. And it's stuff I'm really, really interested in. But there are also some things about sales that I probably need to learn. So it's quite an interesting progression in that sense. But it might be really boring to some people, I don't know, but
I sell double glazing for a living, don't you know?
Well, thankfully I'm not having to sell double glazing. I think that's a very tough sales environment. I think the things with sales, you have to believe in what you're selling.
Oh, you do, yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's one thing that my dad said to me years ago, actually. My dad is a natural salesman. He is a natural negotiator.
And I think one of the things with selling your business is that it's a specialist market. So it's quite a niche market you're selling. In a decreasing industry, especially things like Braille.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, you're right. I mean, certainly if you do on our risk analysis, the loss of the people wanting the products and services that we offer is a risk that it's not in red or amber, but it's there. It's there for us to kind of be considering. When you do your SWOT analysis, you know, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities and threats. They don't say weakness, they say strengths, issues, opportunities and threats, because people they think it's politically incorrect to say weaknesses. So SIOT then, if not SWOT. In your SWOT analysis, well, that's in there, that in the threats is new technology and therefore the lack of use of the products and services we offer. So we're looking at things like being more commercial in terms of audio and things that we provide. So and they're looking to expand the business, which is really good, the room, that the physical space that we're in as well. So it's an interesting one. I mean, you can comment if you want. And I know it's difficult to comment on Audio Boom at the moment because you've got to go into the thing. But if you do, I'll promise to try and respond. Yeah, and Twitter. Twitter. I forgot about Twitter. Twitter's a good place as well. If you've got any thoughts, it'd be really interesting to hear from you regarding that. Is there anything else you want to say about that?
No.
Ambassador. I like the idea of being
the
sort of...
The future's bright. The future's orange.
Yeah.
The future's all format.
So I forgot to mention the name of where we work. But yeah, ambassadorial. I like that. It makes sound like a diplomat, though. It's imperative that people who are increasingly also, the other side of it is that increasingly people are being careful about what they spend. And so it's my job really to continue to get them to spend money with us, but to serve their customers, because, as you know, it's something that's easy overlooked if a blind person doesn't make themselves known and let it be known that they need this information in a certain format. So there's just one more thing. There's the NHS, National Health Service in England, Scotland, Wales, they have a thing now called the accessible standard. So you, if you're visually impaired and you need your information in a certain format, you can ask for it. That's at the point of contact with your GP or with your hospital that you might have to go to or whatever, or your dentist and all that. So that's something we're getting into as well, because the NHS have no idea how much they're going to get asked. But it's a reactive thing, so you have to actually, they have to have a plan in place, but you have to actually ask for the stuff, otherwise you're likely not to get it. But anyway, that's me, not rambling, but rambling. And this mic's making a horrible noise for some reason. So I will speak to you all soon. Are you going, darling?
Yeah.
Bye-bye.